USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest Democratic-led House impeachment hearing is continuing as four constitutional law professors are being questioned by members of the Judiciary Committee.
Would you agree with me that bribery under any valid definition requires that a specific quid pro quo be proven?
Yes, more importantly, the Supreme Court is focused on that issue, as well as what is the definition of a quid pro quo.
So if military aid or security assistance is part of that quid pro quo, where in the July 25th transcript does President Trump ever suggest that he intends to withhold military aid for any reason?
He doesn't.
That's Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas and George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are on their way back from the NATO summit, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Navy places a $22 billion order on Cyber Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Navy is allocating $22 billion to purchase new nuclear-powered so-called Virginia-class submarines. The service is seeking to maintain dominance over China's growing navy. The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says the submarine force is fundamental to the power and reach of their integrated naval force. Those subs will be built at a Rhode Island shipyard, the first batch expected to be completed by 2025.
Florida Senator Rick Scott is slamming the International Olympic Committee for keeping the 2020 Winter Games in China. Scott previously pushed the IOC to move the games out of the country. The IOC responded by saying they would stay politically neutral and keep the games in China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has wrapped up meeting with world leaders at the 2019 NATO summit in London. Now, Vice President Mike Pence says one of the things the president is very good at is using our strong U.S. economy when it comes to trade talks and even people paying their fair share when it comes to NATO.
The president's also been willing to use the power of this economy and access to this economy and tariffs to leverage changes in our trading relationships. It's working for the American economy. And as we go forward with negotiations, the American people can be confident that this president is going to continue to be willing to use access to this economy and use tariffs to put American jobs and American workers first.
The vice president speaking there on Fox Business. Gun background checks in the United States are on pace to break records in 2019. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Background checks on gun purchases in the United States are climbing toward a record high this year, reflecting what the industry says is a rush by people to buy weapons in reaction to the Democratic presidential candidate's calls for tighter restrictions. By the end of November, more than 25.4 million background checks, generally seen as a strong indicator of gun sales, have been conducted by the FBI, putting 2019 on pace to break the record of 27.5 million set in 2016, the last full year Barack Obama was in the White House.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.